baby, welcome. It is Bowerly News Radio 930 WBEN on a Thursday. Nice to be here with you. You know, all this talk about bagel jays in the news. Do you love bagels? Because I love bagels. And you know, the funny thing is, UB, Norton Cafeteria, back in the 1980s, going to tell you something, the onion bagels at Norton Cafeteria were to die for. Not sure from where they got them, but they were super, super good. And I still miss Bagel Brothers. Not only that, but the Jewish delis of North Buffalo. Can we just have a moment of silence for Mastman's, please? How many of you grew up with a heaping Mastman's Jewish deli sandwich? You know what? This probably isn't normal. Still have dreams about the Mastman's sandwich. I've never seen so much meat on a sandwich in my life. That's what she said. 803-0930 is the phone number. Star 930 on the cell phone and 1-800-616-WBEN. Just taking a couple more calls here on snow tires. It seems appropriate. It's just over a month from the blizzard of 22 anniversary. And by the way, I knew about this way early in the week, but I didn't think it was my job to say anything about it. Good luck to Cheektowaga Police Chief Brian Gould. Very good friend to me, very good friend to the radio station, very good friend to Western New York. He is retiring at the end of the month after a storied and lengthy career as a police officer in Cheektowaga. I mean, if you guys want, I'd be open to taking that job. I'm just saying, I'd be open to taking it if you want to make me an offer. You know, we can talk about these things. Oh, I know there are civil service exams and everything else you got, but I'm just saying, it would be kind of like to wear a white shirt and, you know, look sexy in a uniform and getting out of a car and everything. Just putting it out there. All right, it is, that ought to be a real big hit. Anyway, I've always been very close to Cheektowaga PD, okay? Back in the 80s, used to go on patrol with the 4 to midnight guys all the time. Lieutenant Rick Roll, Dave Piscatello, Tom Krantz, John Hunts, do I really need to go on? And those of you who are new on the job, you're saying, gee, I think I've heard those names somewhere in the past. Yeah, the distant past, and I'm part of it. And more recently, had a chance to save ducks about 15 years ago with Officer Brian Gray. We literally climbed down a storm sewer to save a baby duck. True story. I have witnesses to confirm it. Let's get back to the calls on WBEN. Brian, Chief Gould, just a great guy. Actually, and I know the guy who was the chief before then, Dave Zack, who is in the Carolinas now, but I see him every now and again back in Western New York. Just, I don't know, the law enforcement community, like the legal community and medical community, they're just so small in Western New York, and almost everybody knows each other, and it's kind of cool, not going to lie. Let's get back to the calls on WBEN. It is Al in Buffalo. Al, thank you for holding, sir. You are on WBEN. Welcome.
No problem, Your Majesty.
I like that so much.
Yeah, I was in the kitchen cooking, so no problem. Hey, look, I got a really good tip for people that they can't afford snow tires or don't even have good tires. I live in the city of Buffalo, and I've been doing this for years, and I've never, never got stuck. And what I do is, I watch the weather, and when they say it's going to snow heavily, I have ready to pick up. I put weights in the back of my, behind my seat. I put like 10-pound weights behind my seat and on the passenger seat. And then I put around 30 pounds in the trunk. And I weigh the vehicle down, and I've never been stuck.
Do you think it has anything to do with the kind of vehicle you were driving?
No, because I have two vehicles. I have a small car. Never got stuck with that because I do that for my wife's car. And I have an SUV, and that only has front-wheel drive. and I do the same for that. And I just, you weigh the vehicle down, and it will push, you know, you get traction with the tires, even if you don't have good tires. And I just wanted to pass that along.
No, but, you know, I would add to that, when it comes to, there are certain things on a vehicle that I would never monkey around with. Number one, tires, whether they're snow tires or all-season tires. Tires are so vitally important. And brakes. I never mess around with brakes, ever.
Yeah, well, I get that, but there's people that are poor and they shouldn't be driving with the tires that they got. But this is just a little, you know, it's just a little tip, you know, for those that can't afford to do what they're supposed to do.
No, and I understand that. I would like to see a scientific comparison between your method and new tires and see if it actually does make sense past an anecdotal story. And I'm not trying to be a mean guy here, but just like, to me, tires, you know that feeling you get when you just put brand new tires on your vehicle, how incredibly well it handles and how it hugs the road?
Absolutely, yeah.
And look, I'm very sensitive. Obviously, not everybody is financially able to do what you might be able to do or what Tanner might be able to do. But this, if anything in life, do without beer or a tattoo or cigarettes for a month and put that money toward good tires for your car.
Well, you know, I've noticed the people that have pickup trucks, they go to the store and they buy these long tubes that weigh down the pickup trucks.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen that?
Yes, I think I have. Never knew quite what they were. I always thought they were pipes. I don't know. It's kind of, kind of stupid. All right. Thank you, Al. I appreciate that. Again, I cannot speak to the efficacy or the safety of that suggestion. So, I mean, it's out there. Don't know how many of you have done that. I certainly have put my share of cat litter in the back of the car, 10-pound bags, 20-pound bags. And the nice thing about cat litter, too, is it also provides you some traction should you need to dump it out in order to gain some headway along the way on your drive in. Except I do things a little bit differently. I take used cat litter. Used cat litter. Come on, it's a combination of ammonia and Lincoln logs. Anyway, it's 4:17 at News Radio 930 WBEN. Hey, I told you guys I was going to get into a bunch of different things today, and this also seems like a good day to do it. Now, I can't speak to what you're going through right now with your health insurance, but here at Odyssey Buffalo, WBEN, we are now in open enrollment. Open enrollment. Yes, it is healthcare selection time, probably where you are as well. Open enrollment. Now, here's where I have to go back and revert to form. This topic, I can't have names. Especially if you're going to say something bad, I'm just going to say across the board, even if it is something good, no names on this topic. May I say that one more time? No names on this topic. And do me the kindness, my dear friends, do me the kindness of not saying, well, Tom, I won't tell you the name of a company, but I will tell you there's a stadium in Orchard Park. No, don't, please don't do that to me. Please don't. Just going to get me into trouble. I have a question for you. Without naming the name of the insurance company or any doctor or any hospital or any healthcare provider whatsoever, okay, if I establish that well enough, because I will have to take you off the air, which is no fun for me. I don't get off on that, and it certainly isn't a lot of fun for you. But are you happy? Are you happy with your healthcare benefits at work? Are you happy with them? I am very curious as to whether or not you are actually... Remember when Obamacare came in, we were assured that every family in America was going to save $3,500 a year on healthcare costs. Well, Tanner, I don't know about you, and I don't know about folks listening to us, but if there's $3,500 a year in savings out there, I sure as hell have not seen it. Yeah, you haven't seen it. I haven't seen it. And right now, I just insure one. I may go on my wife's coverage. I'm not 100% sure. We have to figure that out. She's got one of them government jobs, so that might not be a bad idea. But are you happy? Actually, though, the funny thing is, her plan, I'm looking at my plan and her plan, and what I have now might actually be better for me, but we haven't gone over the X's and O's on that. But anyway, well, that's the only reason we married was for health benefits. I'm not sure if you're, that's the only reason we got married. No, I'm kidding. But anyway, are you happy with your health benefits at work? And are you saving any money compared to what you used to spend? And I can remember the days, oh, I've got to take a break. Sorry about this, guys. Just when I build up momentum. The phone number is 803-0930, star 930. Just when I build up momentum, I'm spent. Kind of reminds me of the honeymoon. 803-0930, star 930 on the cell phone. I'm talking about going out to dinner. Come on. Star 930 on the cell phone, 1-800-616-WBEN. So, my dear friends, my loves, may I ask, without naming any companies, doctors, hospitals, providers, are you happy with your health care? What is your biggest beef about your health care? My biggest beef about health care is all of the darned paperwork. All of the paperwork. My second biggest beef is having services done in March and only now having the chickens come home to roost with the bills. And I'm not talking about the football team. It is seriously ridiculous. I received, and I don't know where the problem actually arose with this, but earlier this week, I received a bill for $74,000 for surgery I had done back in March. $74,000. And maybe I'm stupid and maybe I have my facts wrong, but my out-of-pocket maximum is considerably less than $74,000. But the person on the other end of the phone tried to tell me that, oh, no, no, you're still going to be on the hook for $74,000 because your out-of-pocket maximum would only kick in. Say, well, no, wait a minute. Your definition of maximum and my definition of maximum are two different things. I've already met the maximum. This bill more than covers the maximum, but they weren't having it. And I'm starting to wonder, okay, am I getting something wrong, or was this individual on the other end of the phone just a moron? I'm inclined to believe that I was right and they were wrong, because it's happened before dealing with health insurance issues. I told you before about a situation where I literally was sent a bill, and again, you might be able to relate to this. I was literally sent a bill for blood work for around $700. And I called repeatedly saying, this is not right. This has to be a coding error. This has to be a situation on your end. And they weren't having any of it. They sent it to collection. I was getting ding notices. I mean, my credit score is quite excellent, I must say. I'd be a good risk if you wanted to let me borrow money. I'd be a real good risk because I always pay you back, okay? And I'm not talking 6 for 5. I'm talking about, you know, not 20% interest a week. But as far as the blood work situation, I finally, after they sent it to collection, and this is like 2 years have gone by, I finally said, the hell with this. And I wrote a letter to the CEO of the lab which did the blood work. And I said, why does a service which ordinarily you would bill me $20 to have done, why are you now telling me I owe you $700? It's the same service, the same provider, the same blood work. Why are you trying to get this much money from me? And writing to the CEO actually got results. I received a phone call within days from the health insurance company saying, Mr. Burrell, because they always mispronounce the name. It's okay. I'm used to it. Mr. Burrell, or Mr. Burrell, you're absolutely correct. In fact, we're not even going to charge you the copay because of all the aggravation we put you through. And we're also sending letters to the credit reporting agency saying you are not liable for this. And this was our mistake. And frankly, that gave me a very good feeling about that particular major laboratory. Bet you can't guess which one I'm discussing, huh? 803-0930 is the phone number. So I had a good experience with those people, but this latest situation of, oh, no, you didn't meet the out-of-pocket deductible. No, but I'm $500 from the out-of-pocket maximum. Why are you telling me that this doesn't make sense? Out-of-pocket maximum to me is this is the most you are going to pay. No more than this. Why are you trying to tell me that I owe you over 70 grand? Because I really don't. 803, and I don't think that's unique. Everybody to whom you're going to speak has a health insurance horror story. Or a healthcare horror story. The only thing I need to stress, and again, not trying to be a jerk here, but understand where I'm coming from with lawyers and everything. I don't need to spend any more time on the phone with lawyers, okay? So don't name any companies, any provider, any hospital, any doctor, any secretary. Don't name anybody, okay? And I'll love you forever, especially if you call me your Royal Highness. Are you happy with your health benefits? Have you had dealings with basically the health insurance letter from hell that you got and you're trying to sort it all out? I mean, I'm not taking this whole $74,000 thing too seriously because I know at the end of the day it's going to get resolved. But it's like, come on. Are you really going to put me through this right now? Seriously? 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. All right, welcome, loves. It is Bowerly on News Radio 930 WBEN. So, show I've been wanting to do for a while, and I figure with open enrollment underway, probably where you work at this point, are you, without naming any... sorry, guys, this is probably going to get old real fast, but I got to say this to protect myself. It's called Defensive Talk Radio. I don't need the names of any health insurance company, any hospital, any doctor, any provider, or anybody, okay? Nor do I need you to say, well, I won't name the company, Tom, but, you know, they've got a stadium. No, don't play that with me, okay? Please, I've been around the block a few times, and I'm just saying, I hate saying that like that because it makes me seem like I'm being mean and nasty, but I'm really not. I'm just trying to, you know, kind of preserve my job and stuff. So anyway, are you happy with your health benefits? Do you believe that you are paying the right amount for your health benefits? Or do you think that you are being taken to the woodshed? And it's funny because it's almost like everybody with whom I've spoken and at a number of workplaces, okay, everybody has the same line. Hey, I've got great health insurance unless I get sick. I've heard that line from a number of people. So would you say that you've got great health insurance benefits? Like, what are you paying per month for yourself and a spouse, the entire family plan, not family planning, but family plan? What are you paying? And do you believe that you are getting the best possible deal for your health insurance needs? And your health insurance needs, and again, like everything else, I don't claim to be an expert on health insurance or health insurance stuff, okay? My wife, that's her bag. She handles that. But 803-0930 is the phone number, star 930 on the cell phone, and 1-800-616-WBEN. Everybody seems to want to complain about their health care benefits, and I'm here to give you a venue with which to complain, subject to the caveat that you not name anybody, okay? Because your health benefits really depend on, like, what I do every year is I typically take the most expensive plan. And I take the most expensive plan because for the last 6 years or so, I've kind of had a run of some really unusual things that have happened. Unusual and very expensive things that have happened. And it just kind of comes with the territory. If you are young and healthy, you can probably, subject to your own issues, but you can probably get away with a relatively inexpensive health benefit plan. But as you become older and things start to break down, and fall apart, you'd like to have a little more coverage. And I would rather pay, this is just me, I would rather pay a little bit more every paycheck than end up paying less, thinking that we're getting ahead, but then finding myself in a situation where I owe how much money? And again, I guess what triggered this is, A, the fact that most of you are dealing with open enrollment right now, what you're going to do for your health benefits coming up, and because of the wonderful letter I received from a provider this week. Notice that I said a provider. I did not name a name, to the effect of me owing $74,000, which it's not going to happen because I'm sorry. That's not how I read the plan. Thank you very much. 803-0930. I got one of my lawyers at it. If nothing else, why not? I spend enough time with him. 803-0930 is the phone number. *930 on the cell phone and 1-800-616-WBEN. Are you happy with your health benefits? Are you happy with your health coverage, with your deductibles, with your out-of-pocket maximums? Are you happy? And it is kind of funny, I must say, because going to the pharmacy ever since maybe April, I don't think I've had much of a copay at all with any of the prescription medicines I need to take because I maxed out. I mean, I maxed out pretty early this year. With out-of-pocket stuff. 803, or so I thought, 803-0930 is the phone number, *930 on the cell phone, 1-800-616-WBEN. Let's get to the calls on WBEN. And again, no names of any providers or companies or, you know, don't give me little, well, Tom, I won't tell you the name of the company, but it's located. No, don't, please. 803-0930, *930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. I love you, but I'm on to you. Here's Norma in Tonawanda. You're on WBEN. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. I had always been pretty happy with my insurance. I was paying, you know, I'm older, so, you know, we get the Medicare, but then you have to buy the other insurance to go with it.
Right.
So you can get it with the zero copay, which is what my husband had, but I had to pay a little extra because I have certain medications due to certain medicines that I take to have to get covered. So I was paying like $117 extra on top of the Medicare cost. However, this year during my husband's zero copay, he developed prostate cancer, and we have shelled out $20,000 out of pocket since May.
I'm sorry. Come again on that, $20,000 since May?
Yes. Yep. That's what it costs people.
So what, without naming any providers or anything like that, what is your out-of-pocket maximum supposed to be annually? Is this a situation where you took a risk and the risk didn't pay off? Or is this a situation where Medicare just did not offer what you thought it was going to offer and you wish you'd supplemented?
Well, see, the problem is you get your copays, which was like $35. But when you go for radiation, you are going every single day for 45 days. So that's your $35 per day for each one of those visits. Right. And then during each one of those visits, you're seeing the doctor, the nurse practitioner. You're getting blood drawn. And every single one of those, again, costs money. you know, because it's not all lumped into one group of $35 for that whole day's visit.
Was there, so, just out of curiosity, was there any surgery involved with your husband's prostate cancer?
He had some a biopsy. And that was pretty much it. And he did have to have the little silver metallic balls or whatever they call them inserted. So when you do the radiation, it's only getting to those specific areas those little balls are. So you've got that.
Yes.
And I guess that's considered a surgery of sorts.
Well, the reason I ask that is sometimes you will have surgery on something, and then when you see the specialist after the surgery, up to a certain period of time, it's considered a post-surgical visit, and sometimes you don't have to pay anything as far as a copay is concerned if it is considered immediate post-surgery.
Right, and that only lasts for 30 days because I had to have just a minor thing. But when they gave me my post-surgical checkup, you know, my appointment, had I known this in advance, the appointment they gave me was 32 days post my surgery.
Oh.
So they hit me again.
Hey.
So now I was just at the place where we go to have them check our insurance, because obviously we need to do something. My husband's situation is not finished. He did hit his maximum in end of August, but I'm still getting my monthly bills from the cancer place was almost $3,000 out of pocket. And so I went and talked to the insurance people, and they put him on something called a Medicare gap to help cover all those extra costs. Up to a certain point, and it's going to cost us $288 plus your regular Medicare payment, which I think at this point is $145. And so I had to cut my medicine, my payments down to a zero insurance where you don't pay anything every month, but then that raises up my costs. And my one medication that was being covered has now been denied, and it's $7,000 a month, which obviously I can't afford. So I guess, and I just won't take it. And then I somehow met my donut hole, which I wish somebody would explain that to me.
Your donut hole.
Yeah, with the Medicare. I don't know what that is. It's never been fully explained, but now my blood thinner that I rely on, because I unfortunately have a blood clotting disease, I guess you'd call it, and I need blood thinners daily, and it went from $45 to $149 per month.
Mm.
So it's like, I don't know what I'm going to do.
So that's your without getting too detailed here, that's your Medicare Part D as in Delta.
Right.
With the donut hole. But it sounds like you've actually talked with insurance specialists about this to walk you through this, because that you need a specialist. This is not something that I think most people can do themselves. I think you really need somebody who knows exactly of what they speak.
Right, that's exactly what we did. We went to a healthcare specialist who not covers just one insurance. He looks at all the different insurances as to which fits our medications and what's going on with my husband, because I don't feel that we're done yet, even though his doctor doesn't seem to want to do anything, but he's still got a tumor sitting there.
Hold on, Norma. I'd be happy to continue this, but I've got a break for the traffic because I'm a prisoner of the clock. Are you happy with your health benefits? Medicare is one of those things that when you're in your 30s or 40s, you don't think a lot about, but you start getting into your 60s and suddenly you start paying more attention to, all right, now what is this Medicare's thing? What is it all about? And some of you might want to retire at 62, but you realize, wait a minute, unless you're on full disability, you don't get Medicare until you're 65. and that might screw up your plans. And again, a lot of it depends on the state of health in which you find yourself. Are you happy? Have you had any issues with your health insurance? Everybody likes to bitch about health insurance, myself included, believe me. How about you? Have you had issues, but we're not naming any companies, providers, hospitals, etc.? Thank you for your cooperation. I hate to sound like that, but I have to. Anyway, back to Norma in Tonawanda. So you found somebody anyway to help you navigate all this. Let me bounce something off of you, Norma. That I never thought I would bounce off anybody, but I've bounced it off people before. What do you think about the Canadian system, what you know about it, with OHIP and, for want of a better term, socialized medicine, like they have in the UK, one of the very popular programs they have in the UK? Is it time for America to consider a single-payer system where nobody has to worry, like you have to worry, about being totally cleaned out in your elderly years by health problems that pop up?
Well, actually, definitely not. My father had a motel, which I think you know about, Cavalier. And we used to get people drive in and they'd stay at our motel for a couple of days because they were going to see a specialist here, a dermatologist. We had a lot of people that came in for allergy issues for their children because they just can't get into those types of doctors there.
Mm. See, I'm starting to rethink it. I think maybe socialized medicine is the way we need to go. Single party, single payer, socialized medicine, because too many people, Norma, my opinion, too many people are playing by the rules, and the rules are set up to screw anybody who is trying to play by them. And why should you, Norma, and your husband spend the rest of your lives dealing with financially excruciating circumstances when you played by the rules your entire life because you got some bum genetics along the way?
You know, and the thing that drives me nuts is I used to do home care nursing, and I would see people on Medicaid, you know, some desperately needing it because they were ill and they couldn't work. And then there were those that, you know, and I worked in the ER as well, who would come in with their Medicaid cabs, their Medicaid ambulance rides when they had a cold or a little something going on, but they figured they'd take the ambulance so that they could get in faster, which we always kick them off the ambulance and then go sit out in the waiting room. But they don't pay anything for any of that. And then we would have to call for the Medicaid cab when they were ready to go home. There are just, and if you're on any form of government assistance, like my daughter, she needs help. She got divorced. You know, she's working, unfortunately, you know, doesn't make enough. So, I mean, having that health care available is fine. However, she doesn't pay a dollar for her medication.
Right. Maybe that's the way to do it. I mean, obviously, the rest of the taxpayers are paying it. But, you know, for what we're paying right now for our health care, maybe it is time that the United States considers socialized medicine. You know, in the UK, it's kind of funny because we went through the Cold War between communism and capitalism and then, I guess, quasi-socialism. And the UK adopted socialized medicine after the Second World War. And to this day, it is like untouchable in the UK. People love that program. And I've heard the complaints. I've heard complaints about people, well, we had to wait to get a CT scan. We had to wait to get an MRI. But I've heard from Canadians who say it's not that bad. I don't know what these people are talking about.
Well, it depends on your health. Because for one thing, if you have money, just like anywhere else, if you have money, then you can come here and you can get your CT scans in a timely manner. People come over here when they're having a heart attack because they know they'll get their angiograms and get taken care of. They cross the border while they're having a heart attack and hit Buffalo General or any one of the hospitals so that they can be taken care of and know that they're going to get their angiogram and everything else that they need versus waiting 8 or 10 or over a year for those same services.
Or versus being completely bankrupt, even if you do survive the heart attack. Norma, thank you very much. I appreciate the call. You want to complain about your health coverage? I'd love to hear from those of you in Canada. We talked about this maybe half a year ago with your OHIP. Because a lot, I hear this complaint from a lot of Americans. You don't want a single-payer socialized medicine like we do in Ontario, Tom, because you're going to have to wait. If you're having a heart attack, you'll have to wait a year to get in to get your angiogram. Is that true or is that fiction? Is that just big pharma and big health trying to scare us away from something that would maybe prevent some people from, oh, I don't know, going bankrupt over health bills? 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. I'd love to hear from Canadians. Are you happy with your OHIP? Now, you are taxed mightily for those benefits, but at least you don't have to worry about going bankrupt if you come down with a serious illness. On News Radio 930 WBEN.